Well, good afternoon again, everyone.
下午好，弟兄姊妹，主内平安。
Just before I start, I am going to ask throughout my time, giving my sermon, I'm going to ask four young people to come up and help me read the scripture.
在我开始讲到的之前呢，我先跟大家讲一下，在我讲到的过程中，我会邀请四位年轻的孩子们上来来读这个圣经的经文。
So don't worry, when it comes to it, I will call on your name.
叫到你的名字的话呢，就开开心心、欢欢喜喜的上来读圣经。
And if you are comfortable, I would encourage you to come up and read the scripture that I have written down here.
Yeah, 你上来的时候呢，请你阅读 Pastor Charlotte 已经准备好的经文。
Okay, so we're at a time in Israel's history again where the Israelites again have failed to listen to God.
我们刚才读的经文让我们知道，我们来到了以色列历史当中又一次他的君王来使背离神，远离神。
And we are on the 16th king.
我们现在来到了以色列王，以色列历史上的第十六代王。
And Israel had about 40 or so kings.
总共大概在历史上有40多个君王。
And currently, out of the 16 kings, half of them had done good in the eyes of God.
在这十六个王中有八个是行神的，走在神的正道上是好的，有八个是坏的王。
And the others had done evil in the eyes of the Lord.
还有其他这些坏的王，他们所做的在神眼中都是看为邪恶的。
And our scripture reading today brings us to a very prominent king, King Josiah.
但我们今天阅读的经文《列王记下》呢，让我们看到了一个兴起的新的王约西亚。
King Josiah's faith is described as it was even more incredible than King David's.
这个据说他这个约西亚的容貌比大卫还要俊美。
And so what's incredible is we have Josiah whose father had done evil in the eyes of the Lord and his grandfather.
我们知道约西亚的父亲亚门和他的祖父马拿西都是在神眼中看为特别恶的邪恶的王。
And so we've had a period of 50 plus years where the leaders in Israel at this time have not followed the law of God.
大概有半个世纪在以色列的这个历史中，他们这些以色列王都没有来遵行神的这个教导。
But Josiah changed that.
但是约西亚改变了这一切。
And Josiah was only 8 years old when he became a ruler of a nation.
约西亚登基的时候只有八岁。
And so we come to this young king and we ask ourselves the question, what are the Israelites going to do? Are they going to continue following in their own way or will they follow the Lord's way?
在这么年轻的一个王的带领下，那以色列人他们要怎样走呢？是继续背逆神，还是说要走在神所期望他们所走的正道上？
And let's be honest, we all probably know what it's like to choose our way rather than his way.
好，我们大家诚实的讲，我们都是非常容易来走我们自己的偏行己路，而很难去遵行神的旨意而行。
But what we learn from history and what we've learned from scripture and in this story is that human beings are really good at forgetting the good things.
那刚才的阅读的经文也再次提醒我们，我们作为人是常常忘记神在我们身上的作为。
And I've already said Israel has had some incredible spiritual leaders and it's had some it doesn't even describe how bad other leaders have been, but really evil.
刚才已经提到，在以色列的历史上有一些非常近前的一些属灵的领袖，但是同时期也有很多很多邪恶的王。
And sometimes you read this and you think, well, why have a really great leader when everyone's going to do everything wrong again?
那你也许会问，那我们有了一个非常属灵的领袖，那为什么民众还会做一些神所不喜悦的事情呢？
We have a generation that follows passionately and a generation that breaks it all apart.
为什么我们有 一代会热心的来忠心的来侍奉神，但是另一代呢却远离神。
And this is why it's so important that throughout scripture, God is telling us and to his people, you have to remember what I have done.
所以呢神透过他的话语就是圣经告诉我们也提醒我们我们要不断的来纪念神的纪念神。
Because when we stop remembering, we slowly start making life choices that are not about God, but become what we want.
如果我们不时常思念神，不时常纪念神的作为，我们常常会偏行己路，远离神。
And of course, this is what happens with Israel. They wanted power.
这正是以色列人所经历的这个不幸，因为他们想要权力。
They wanted comfort and control, and they wanted to do it their way.
他们想要安逸，他们想要这个控制，他们想偏行己路。
And something that I know I've talked with some of the young people is when we are not close to God and when we choose to do other things that are not of Him, we break away from Him.
我常常提醒我们的青年人，如果我们如果偏行己路的时候呢，我们常常会远离神，离神越来越远。
Sin always, always pulls us away from God.
因为罪这个罪常常把我们脱离使我们远离神。
And so this question, I was thinking about this question now as I was preparing. How are young people, then and today, supposed to have hope in the world when grown-ups can't make their decisions?
所以我在准备这个讲章的时候我就在思考在也在问年轻人我怎样才能在这个邪恶的世界呢有盼望或者是说在怎样的让这个成年人给他们一些帮助。
We know as parents that when we are teaching our little ones, they watch everything we do.
我们这里有很多的做父母的我们都知道在教育孩童的时候呢他们在看着我们。
Unfortunately, my daughter has my temper.
就是我的女儿跟我脾气很像。
And every time I hear her scream,
我有时候听到她在大声的叫
or say, stop it, Israel!
或者说停下来。
I hear myself.
我从女儿的身上看到了我自己。
And yes, I laugh, but my own shame and sin, my daughter has seen and she replicates it.
但是我真的这个时候我就感到很惭愧也很羞愧，因为我的一些罪体现在了我自己女儿的身上。
So add on top of that, leaders that you trust who are doing everything wrong and evil,
更严重的有时候是我们敬重的一些领袖他们做了一些在神眼中为恶的事情。
Who are corrupt, who worship false gods.
有一些这种腐败拜偶像。
When the world is telling you the only way you can be happy is if you buy this product or buy this house,or you know, that you are making sure that for your young children that you're buying everything that they want and desire.
Yeah, 常常陷入对这个属世的追求，买一些你所喜欢的或者是名牌之类的东西。
How do our young people have hope?
我们的青少年，他们的希望在哪里？
And so this story, the story of Josiah, helps to actually give us a little bit of insight into how we can have hope.
所以今天我们要学习的列王记下关于约西亚的这个经历可以帮助我们来学习怎样来帮助青年人。
Because into the broken world that King Josiah had to lead,
在这个约西亚所处的这个黑暗的世界中世代中
God gave a nation someone that they completely did not know was going to change things in such a beautiful and mighty way.
呀，神在一个年轻的王身上做工，使这个兴起了一个带来复兴的年轻领袖。
And at the very beginning of our scripture, it says Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah, 在这个经文的开始的时候，讲到约西亚登基的时候只有8岁，而且呢，他行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
And I want to remind us all, and especially you young ones that are sitting here.
我想提醒大家，特别是这些青年人，在座的青年人。
Oh, God did not wait until Josiah was an adult.
神没有等到约西亚长大成人。
He did not wait until he was fully trained and finished school.
他也没有等到约西亚完成这个学业上的这种装备。
And he certainly didn't wait until Josiah had everything figured out.
当然他也没有等到约西亚他能够掌控所有的一切。
For some of us that are older here, can you recognize that there maybe have been times in your life, because this was for me, where we've said, God, I'm not ready yet.
在座的成年人，你们有没有思想过，有没有这一刻你跟神说，神啊，我还没有准备好。
Well, here is an 8-year-old child that actually had no say in whether he wanted to be king or not.
因为在这个一个八岁的小孩子身上，他也不知道他是不是有这个做王的这种能力。
But God began working through Josiah, and that's what matters.
但是重要的是，神使用一个八岁的孩子，一个小孩子，要行他的奇迹。
Now, as adults, and I include myself in this, we have a tendency to think and react and treat young people as though they can't be in certain positions because of their age.
那我们在座的成年人呢，往往呢可能有一种成见，就是说一些年轻人他们太年轻，不适合在某些特定的岗位上来侍奉神。
But the Bible tells us a completely different story.
但是圣经告诉我们的正好相反。
And just briefly, David, while he was still young, was anointed to be the second king of Israel.
呀，圣经也告诉我们，神使用青年人，像大卫，在他很年轻的时候，他就被高成为以色列的君王。
Mary, as a 14-year-old, we're led to believe, is being given one of the most incredible gifts to carry the Son of God.
还有我们知道的这个玛利亚她也是一个青少年，但据说是只有14岁的时候圣灵感孕生了耶稣基督。
The disciples of Jesus were teenage boys and very young men.
所以很多耶稣的门徒都是一些青少年。
And now we have Josiah who's 8.
现在约西亚只有八岁。
God does not wait for people to become important before he uses them.
神并不会等待某个人觉得自己我很重要的时候才使用他。
We're the ones who put limits on our young people.
实际上是我们自己限制了我们的青年人的成长。
God does not do that.
神是会使用年轻人的。
Now, this doesn't mean that when you put a young person in charge, that they're going to get it right.
当然了，我们这并不是说我们让一个年轻人来侍奉的时候呢，他可以做一切都是正确的。
And even for Josiah, we know that he had advisors around him.
即使是约西亚，他仍然有他的这个属灵有人来帮助他。
Because he was young and he needed guidance and he needed people to care and love for him.
因为他只有八岁，他需要关爱，因为他的智慧和身量都需要来成长。
And in a few moments we will read in scripture some of those men that are put around him, but God saw a heart in a child that wanted him. There's the difference. The child wanted to love God.
当然了，神也 预备了很多属灵的长者来帮助约西亚，但是神最看重的是一颗愿意寻求神的心。
And so young people, I ask you specifically.
所以呢，我们的青少年，我在这里特别要向你们挑战。
And you don't have to answer me, but just think about this.
啊，你当然可以不用回答，但是呢，你要认真的去思考。
Do you love Jesus?
你爱耶稣吗？
Do you love him because mommy and daddy told you to love him?
你爱耶稣是因为爸爸妈妈让你爱耶稣吗？
Do you love him because you have to do Bible quiz?
啊，你爱耶稣是不是因为你必须要做这个 Bible quiz, Bible 这个经文的测验呢？
Or do you love him because you know for yourself that he is real?
还是因为你知道他是真神，你真心的从心里面去热爱他？
I'm going to say it's okay if you haven't got it figured out.
当然了，如果你还没有一个完整的、准确的答案是没有问题的。
This is why there are people in your home and at church that are supposed to love you and guide you.
所以呢，你要来到教会，有教会来帮助你，有你的家庭的、你的父母来帮助你成长，共同认识神。
Because the adults in your lives, young people, have a huge responsibility.
因为在对青少年来说，我们这些成年人有很重的这个责任和担子在我们身上。
Now for King Josiah, his father and his grandfather completely and utterly failed him.
因为尽管约西亚的父亲和他的祖父是邪恶的，根本对他没有任何帮助。
But here's the hope. God still called Josiah, even though the people who were closest to him pushed God away.
但是还是有，那里有希望，因为尽管他，约西亚周围他的亲人，他的祖父都没有来帮助他，但是因为他有一颗寻求神的心，所以神还是要用他。
God knows for parents, you have busy lives, it gets stressful when your teenager turns around and does this. Oh.
神知道我们，神也很体谅我们做父母的苦衷，知道你很忙，你也很忙，很劳累，常常呢，真的是精力也不够，常常是这个样子的。
He knows it's tough.
神知道我们。
But to the parents in the room,
但是在座的每一位成年的家长们。
And now I speak to myself. Our responsibility is to nurture and disciple our children.
当然了，包括我自己在内我们的责任是要来培养我们的孩子成长。
What are we doing in our homes to show our kids that we have faith in Jesus?
我们在家里面，尤其是在家里，我们的言行一定要体现我们对神的这种敬仰、敬畏和我们的信仰。
How are we challenging them?
我们怎么来向他们进行挑战呢？
You know, for families, depending how busy we are in the week, families have between 15 to 20 hours per week of time with their children.
虽然每个家庭不一样，但是一般都有十到二十个小时，和父母会和孩子在一起，每周会和孩子在一起。
Church, what? One hour, maybe two?
我们来到教会呢，大概一个钟头，两个钟头。
So there's two things I want to say here.
所以这里有两点我想跟大家强调一下。
The church is here to elevate and encourage, yes.
当然了，没有错，教会来教会是对他们一个极大的鼓励，是对他们的一个成长的一个必须的环节。
But the primary teaching happens in the home.
但是更主要的还是家庭父母的言传身教。
And so I want to encourage everyone.
所以我在这里想鼓励所有的父母。
When we are at church together,
当我们在教会来一起来敬拜的时候
，Whether you are in kids ministry or not，
我们来到教会，不管你是否参与儿童的或者青少年的事工
Every single one of us has a responsibility to love and encourage and nurture our young people.
我们每一位成年人，我们都有责任和义务来关心、爱护、来培养我们的下一代。
The kids church team, the next gen pastor, whoever it is that's working downstairs, that's wonderful. But everybody else, you have to count as well.
Yeah, 当然了，我们有青少年的牧师，还有我们这个青少年团队的侍奉的团队，老师和一些义工来帮助我们的孩子们是非常非常好。但是我们在座的每一个人都有义不容辞的责任来帮助我们的教育我们的下一代。
Because if young people come to church and all they hear is from the platform, oh, we should do this.
如果我们的孩子们来到教会，他们听到的就是从台上听到说，哦，你们应该做这个。
But we don't go and talk to them.
但是我们不跟他们去沟通，也不接触他们。
Then church just becomes something.That you talk about, that you don't live it out.
Yeah, 教会呢，那就变成了一个只是纸上谈兵而没有生命的见证。
Young people need adults who will notice them.
青少年特别需要成人来关注他们。
Who will listen to them? Who will pray with them?
聆听他们，来为他们祷告。
And I want to actually speak to the young adults. So these are people 18 and plus university careers people.
我在这里特别要对这些年轻的成年人18岁以上的来讲。
I want to encourage you. Young people see you.
这些青少年他们把你们是当成一个榜样来看待的。
The next people they're going to look up to you isn't me in my 40s.
当然了，他不会来看，也不会把一个比较年长的当成一个直接的朋友。
But it's you guys who are 18 and 20 plus.
但是你们18、9岁、20岁刚出头，他们会把你们看成偶像的。
So I want to say this to you guys. Is God calling you to mentor a young person?
那在这里我要来挑战这些18、20岁左右的年轻人。你有没有感受到上帝对你们的呼召来喂养我们的青少年？
Is he calling you to serve or teach?
神有没有感动你来教导他们来参与侍奉？
Is he asking you that there is a child I want you to build a relationship with?
神有没有感动你？那里有一个小孩，一个青少年，我要跟他去建立一个更亲密的关系。
Do not underestimate when you speak to a child and you say hello and how has your week been and you show interest, how much power that has.
呀，不要轻看自己，就是一个简单的，对一个青少年，一个简单的你好。或者是说你今天怎么样，一个简单的问候对他的生命有多大的影响。
Because believe it or not, and I think we know this, kids aren't stupid.
大家都知道我们现在的青少年是非常非常聪明的。
They know when you're being genuine and you really want to know.
他们知道你是真心想跟他们交朋友呢，还是说在做戏。
When I was about 16 years old,
当我16岁的时候，
There was a young adult,
那里有一个年轻的成年人
who I did not like.
我其实不喜欢他。
I did not like them because I felt that she didn't play with us.
因为我不喜欢他，因为他从来也不跟我们一起玩做游戏。
She would only come to hang out with the other adult.
他就是跟其他的大人们在一起。
And one day, she just turned up to church.
有一天她来到教会。
And we were missing our youth leader.
我们的这个青少年的这个带领人那天正好缺席。
And she comes in and she says to us teenagers, I'm going to be teaching you today.
这位进来就说今天我要来带你们学习。
I turned around to her and said, why are you here?
我就质问他，为什么是你？
You don't even like us.
你都不喜欢我们，你来干什么？
So, don't copy that, by the way. That's bad.
但是这个是当年的我，不要去学我当年的我。
But what I'm getting at is this, young people can tell when you're genuine and when you're not.
我想让大家明白的，举这个例子就是说，因为青少年他们知道你是真心的，还是说就做做样子。
We all know that when somebody spends time with us or takes a genuine interest in us, no matter how old we are, we connect.
我们知道，不管我们年纪大小，当一个人愿意花时间来陪伴你的时候呢，我们知道他是真心的。
And when young people have the right people connecting with them, I totally believe that God uses them to help their faith grow.
Yeah, 如果我们这些年轻人，如果我们可以跟这个青少年建立一个个人的这种关系，我相信神一定会做奇妙的工作，来帮助青少年来增强他们的信心和成长。
And I say all of this because when we look at Josiah, we can see that although he was a very young child when he began to be king, as he got older, as he hit 18, there were things that he started to do that showed that his faith in God was growing.
Yeah, 虽然约西亚登基的时候只有八岁，但是呢，我们看到当他到差不多18岁的时候呢，我们可以看到他属灵生命的成长。
So I come to the point now where I'm going to ask a young person to come up and read for me.
好，现在我要请几位青少年上来读一下圣经的一段经文。
I'm going to ask Faith, would you like to come up? This is the last time I can do this, Faith.
Yeah. Come on. 我们请 Faith 的姐妹，小姐妹来读圣经。因为这也是她在我们教会目前来说最后一次。
So what we'll do is Faith is going to read 2 Kings 22 verses 3 to 7. And then once Faith has read that, then Sylvie, you'll say it in Chinese. So,
all right.妃子她会先读列王记下的22章的3到7节她先读英文，我会读中文。
In the 18th year of King Josiah, the king sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, son of Mesullam, the secretary, to the house of the Lord, saying, Go up to Hilkiah, the high priest, that he may count the money that has been brought into the house of the Lord, which the keepers of the threshold have collected from the people.And let it be given into the hand of the workmen who have the oversight of the house of the Lord. And let them give it to the workmen who are at the house of the Lord repairing the house, that is, to the carpenters and to the builders and to the masons. And let them use it for buying timber and quarrying stone to repair the house. But no accounting shall be asked from them for the money that is delivered into their hand, for they deal honestly.
列王记下22章的3节到7节这样说，约西亚王18年，王差遣米舒兰的孙子亚撒利的儿子书记沙番上耶和华殿去，吩咐他说，你去见大祭司希勒家，使他将奉到耶和华殿的银子，就是守门的从民中收取的银子，数算数算，交给耶和华殿里办事的人，使他们转交耶和华殿里做工的人，好修理殿的破坏之处，就是转交木匠和工人并瓦匠，又买木料和集成的石头修理殿宇。将银子交在办事的人手里，不与他们算账，因为他们办事诚实。
So Josiah, he's 18 and he's slowly growing in his faith and he's choosing God.
约西亚现在是18岁，他的属灵生命在不断的成长，他选择上帝，选择神。
And some of the things he's already done is he's already removed all of the idols that were in Israel.
他已经做了，也去除了偶像。
And now it's time to start restoring the temple.
现在呢，正在修理这个圣殿。
This young leader brought renewal.
这个年轻的领袖带来了复兴。
And we should be praying and trusting and believing that God can also raise up people today, because we believe in the same God then as today, that He can raise up leaders like Josiah.
我们应该祷告，也应该相信神在今天同样会施展他的大能，兴起像约西亚一样的年轻的领袖，带来复兴。
I would love for Matthew to start talking about Jesus so much that I tell him to be quiet.
我会说让Matthew 他一直不会说他因为一直在讲耶稣的事情，我会让他闭嘴。
I would love for Noah to love God so seriously that when we're doing things wrong, he stands up and he tells us.
我会希望 Matthew 一直在谈论耶稣，我会希望 Noah 可以看到一些罪恶的时候，他会坚强地站起来捍卫神的。
I would love Fiona to come and say, we should be doing this, because if we're a church that loves Jesus, we need to be out of these walls.
我希望 Fiona 可以来告诉我们说，我们应该这样做，因为我们是神的教会，我们应该来遵行神的旨意。
And I know we smile at this, but I trust and believe that God can do this.
也许你会觉得，哦，这可能吗？但是我坚信神会做奇妙的事情，会使用这些年轻人。
So how does he do this for you, you guys?
他会怎样来使用你们呢?
Pick up your Bibles. Pick up your Bibles.
拿起你的圣经来读神的话语。
Read them every day.
每天每时都在读神的话语。
One or two chapters.
一章或者是两章。
I give you permission to not memorize it.
我允许你们不需要背，但是你要读，认真的读。
And I promise you, and I don't make this lightly, I promise you, God's going to do something.
我坚信，我也肯定地告诉你，神一定要在你身上有大的作为。
But you have to want Him.
但是你要有一颗寻求神的心。
Every time you open that Bible, you say, Lord, show me who you are.
每次打开圣经，你都在这里呼求神，神啊，求你让我明白你是真神。
I met with a young lady from our church this Saturday.
这个星期六我在我们教会的碰到我们教会的一个年轻的女孩子。
And I was so encouraged because she did exactly that.
她所做的真的是对我是一个极大的鼓励。
And she had been sharing her testimony with me, and she had some pretty hard stuff that she was talking to me about.
她跟我分享了她的见证，真的是有很多是真实的一个从神的领受。
And she said, I think it was around January, she thought, do you know what? I'm going to pick my Bible up, and I'm going to read one to two chapters every day.
她是她的分享跟 Pastor 跟我分享说，大概是在一月份的时候，她说，我打算读圣经，每天呢大概就读每天读一两章吧。
Because she said, I don't want to be unhappy anymore.
因为我不想再不开心。
I don't want to be angry.
我也不想再有很多的怒气。
I just want to be happy.
我想喜乐，从神的话语中寻求喜乐。
And then she said, for the last couple of months, she has just felt drawn to everything that's coming out of that Bible.
这过去的这一段时间，神透过圣经向他说话。
And I know it's hard because we live in a society where we open up a book and it's like, it's just a book, it's just words.
我知道我们生活在一个邪恶的时代，有的时候常常说，哦，这圣经就是一本书嘛，打开就是一些字。
And I know a whole load of us sometimes like, I just want to put something on Netflix and shut my brain off.
有的时候我们常常就说，啊，算了，把它放一边好了。
And the evil one is very good at distracting us.
因为这个邪恶撒旦呢，魔鬼他会常常就是来分散我们对神的注意力。
Because if we're not reading the word of God,
如果我们不读神的话语，
like the Israelites, then we're going to get into some serious trouble.
就像以色列的这个沉痛教训一样，我们会遇到很多的麻烦。
And so, linking this now back to our story, as we know, the Israelites have not been following God for at least 50 plus years.
Yeah, 从这个列王记下记载的这个历史，我们知道，因为以色列他们有很长的时间没有遵行神的教导，是在悖逆神，行在邪恶中。
And they haven't been hearing the word of God either, because the book of the law has also been lost for 50 plus years.
Yeah, 大概半个世纪他们都没有再听到，也没有再读神的话语，因为这个摩西的这个五经，神的话语是丢失了。
So we're just going to take a moment again where we're going to hear from scripture how the book was found and what happened next.
接下来我们看一看圣经怎么记载这个律法书是怎样被发现的。
And I'm going to invite Noah, if you can come up, please, and read our next section. And as Noah comes up, he's now going to read verses 8 to 10. And then again, Sylvie, you'll read them.
我们请 Noah 阅读这个8到10节。
And Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the secretary, I have found the book of law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. And Shaphan the secretary came to the king and reported to the king, Your servants have emptied out the money that was found in the house and have delivered it into the hand of the workmen who have the oversight of the house of the Lord. Then Shaphan the secretary told the king, Hilkiah the priest has given me a book, and Shaphan read it for the king.
Yeah, 在列王记下22章的8节到10节这样说，大祭司希勒家对书记沙番说，我在耶和华殿里得了律法书，希勒家将书递给沙番，沙番就看了。书记沙番到王那里回复王说，你的仆人已将殿里的银子倒出数算，交给耶和华殿里办事的人了。书记沙番又对王说，祭司希勒家递给我一卷书，沙番就在王面前读那书。
Thank you. So here we have it. The book's been lost. The word of God has been lost. And again, I reiterate, it's not just a book. The word of God, the way he speaks to his people, gone.
不仅仅是这个律法书丢失了，而且呢，神的话语也不再，没有再存在在以色列人的心中。
And this is where I said earlier at the start how as humans it's really easy to forget.
这也就是我刚才提到的，我们人呢真的是很健忘。
No word of God might as well start doing things the way I want.
而且呢，特别是在如果神做事的时候不符合我的这个喜欢的时候，更不愿意记得神的作为。
And when the book is finally read to the king, we'll see in a moment how everything changes.
我们等一下会看到，当这个读到律法书的时候，这个整个的事情发生了翻转。
It changes because the Bible isn't just about information.
因为神的话语，圣经不仅仅是一个信息。
I reiterate to all of us that the Bible is living truth.
因为圣经是真理，生命的真理。
That God speaks through it.
神透过圣经来对我们说话。
And for many of us here who are followers of Jesus, we know that because we've experienced it.
因为我们都是神的儿女，我们都相信耶稣基督，我们也亲身经历过神的话语的能力。
There will be moments in your lives where you know God has convicted you through scripture.
生命中，在我们每个人的生命中，肯定有某个时刻，你感到神对你的圣灵对你的责备。
Where you have been challenged by his word to the point where you can't think about anything else.
有的时候真的是非常的扎心，你只看到神，而没有办法再去思考其他任何的东西。
So Josiah's response to when he hears the word of God for the first time in his life,
约西亚的当他第一次听到这个神的律法被发现时候，他的反应呢？
Verse 11 says he tore his clothes off.
他在十一节告诉我们，他把他的撕裂衣服撕裂。
And for them, that was a sign, a symbol of grief and repentance and complete and utter brokenness.
因为我们知道这个撕裂衣服是一个一种忧伤悔改的一种表现。
So why is Josiah tearing his clothes off?
那为什么他要把这个撕裂衣服呢？
Well, because as the word of God is read, he is reminded of everything that his people have not done, have not followed the law, have been so far from him.
当读到这个神的律法书的时候，因为约西亚他知道他的子民，也是以色列民，不仅没有遵行神的道，而且是完全背逆神的道。
And here's what stands out to me.
这里呢，让我感触最深的是
He didn't say, oh Lord, you know, I'm so sorry, my grandfather and my father, they were terrible, they were awful.
约西亚在这个时候他并没有辩解，他说哦，因为我的父亲，我的祖父，他们都很邪恶，没有教我正道。
This 18-year-old had the wisdom to not become defensive.
这个18岁的青年他并没有为自己辩解或者找借口。
Let's face it, when somebody tells us we've done something wrong, our usual response is yes, but.
我们都知道，如果某人说你做错了什么事情，说我做错了什么事情，我会说是的，但是。
Josiah did not ignore the word of God. He did not explain the sin away.
他约西亚没有为罪找借口，也没有把神的话语和律法视而不见。
He humbled himself to the point where he just fell and tore everything off and was so incredibly repentant.
他相反的，他是谦卑自己，以至于撕裂衣服来诚心的来悔改。
God convicted him so deeply that it was incredibly emotional and spiritual.
神对他的责备不仅仅是在这个情绪上的，但是是在属灵上的这种责备和扎心的。
And to you young people, when you hear people talk about God convicting someone,
青年人当你听到上帝神来责备某个人的时候
You might think, I don't get it, what does that mean?
你告诉我这什么意思
God does something to your heart where he is making you experience an emotion that just pushes you to him.
这种体会就是神呢真的是在你的心里面动工就是非常扎心，以至于你不能不来归向神。
I can't explain it any other way than if you feel like you're physically being pushed, but it's happening to you emotionally.
你可能会觉得就是说不是，并不是说这个肢体上的，但是呢，是在你对你这个心灵上的这种，你灵魂深处的这种拷问。
And you know it's from God because all you can think about is Him.
因为你知道这一定是来自于神，因为只有神才能够触动你的心灵深处。
So as Josiah has recognized that they have done wrong in the eyes of the Lord, and he's heard from the Lord because they've read the word.
当约西亚他知道这个以色列民在神行了神眼中为恶的事情，他所以现在他会悔改。
At that time, he says to his, leaders, I want you to go and find out what the Lord says about this.
Yeah, 这个时候他对他的这些手下的这些人就讲，他说我要知道神的律法里面都说了些什么。
Now here's the scary part of this.
这里有一个比较令人担心的地方。
When we want to know what the Lord has to say about our future.
当我们想知道就是说神会对我们的未来是怎样设计。
Because it can be incredibly difficult and uncomfortable.
也许会是一个非常具有挑战的，有很多困难的一个前景。
And this isn't because he delights in punishing us.
他这并不是因为神要来不喜欢我们，要来惩罚我们。
But in order for our hearts to turn and change to him, something has to happen.
Sorry. 就是说神为了让我们来真心的来跟随神，他要我们真正的来来改变，来神的管教吧。
And Josiah is willing to hear the truth.
那约西亚他愿意接受这个事实。
And that takes courage because he already knows this is going to be hard.
约西亚这个要面对这个神的这种管教，他知道这是不是一件容易的事情。
He knows God's not going to turn around and say, oh, it's okay, the last 50 years, forget about it.
因为他知道神不是说没关系啊，你们50年背逆我没关系。
And we all know again, and you've heard this analogy probably many times, as parents, when our children have definitely done something that we know, if I don't discipline this, they're only going to do it again, hurt themselves, and we need to make sure that that doesn't happen.
我们做父母的都知道，我们管教孩子的时候呢，很多时候我们为爱而管教。我们知道，如果不对他不及时纠正呢，他会可能越走越远。所以我们必须要忍痛割爱来管教他。
And can I just point out, you have this courageous young leader who is willing to take his nation and be like, right, I'm going to God and I'm going to ask him what's going to happen and you're all going to journey through this with me.
我们这里看到的约西亚是一个勇敢的年轻的领袖，他要带领这个以色列人来接受为他们的所做的这个悖逆的行为承担后果。
And it's going to be hard, and you're probably not going to like it, but we're going to do this together.
虽然他知道这个不容易，是一种是一个艰难的挑战，但是要接受神的这个审判和惩罚。
And so we come to the bit now where we're going to read from scripture what the Lord actually says to King Josiah.
那接下来我们要看读的这段经文呢，我们要看神对约西亚具体说了些什么。
And I'm going to invite Fiona to come up.
现在请 Fiona 上台来读经文。
And Fiona is going to read, the section where the prophetess Huldah,
Fiona 会阅读关于这个女先知户勒大的这一段。
She is the one that is giving the word of God.
她是传达神的信息的。
So we're reading now verses 15 to 17.
会读15到17。
And she said to them, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Tell the man who sent you to me. Thus the Lord said, Behold, I will bring disaster upon this place and upon its inhabitants, all the words of the book that the king of Judah has read. Because they have forsaken me and have made offerings to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the work of their hands.Therefore, my wrath will be kindled against this place, and its will not be quenched.
在15节到17节这里讲，这个户勒大对他们说，女先知户勒大对他们说，耶和华以色列的神如此说，你们可以回复那差遣你们来见我的人，说耶和华如此说，我必照着犹大王所读那书上的一切话降祸于这地和其上的居民，因为他们离弃我，向别神烧香，用他们手所做的惹我发怒，所以我的愤怒必向这地发作，总不止息。
So judgment was coming because the people had turned away from God for too long, so there were going to be consequences, and that is uncomfortable to hear.
神的审判是 是马上要来到，因为对这些背离神、远离神的，你要承担后果，接受神的审判。虽然很难接受，但是你必须接受。
Consequences are real for all of us.
啊，我们要对自己的言行承担后果，这是一个基本的原则。
I was watching an Instagram post this week of a young lady who was complaining about Christianity.
啊，我在这个社交网站上看到一个女士在抱怨基督教。
And it's an argument I've heard many times before. She said something along the lines of, I don't want to be a part of a cult who says if I don't love God, I'm going to hell.
啊，她说，我不想去一个组织宣扬说如果你不相信上帝你就要到地狱的这么一个所谓的组织。
And this is what the world tells us. Oh, how can you have a loving God? Because if he was so loving, there wouldn't be these awful consequences.
Yeah, 这是因为我们现在的世界告诉我们的，就是说上帝是一个慈爱的上帝，没有关系，你即使是行恶也不会承担任何后果。
Here's the thing, they're not God.
但这并不是神，不是真神。
They can have their opinions, of course they can.
他们有可以有他们自己的看法，但是神是不变的。
And let's make it clear, God doesn't want anyone going to hell.
我们这里要澄清的，神不希望任何人沉沦下到地狱。
God didn't want any of his people in Israel to suffer.
神不希望他的子民以色列民任何一个人来受苦受惩罚灾难。
But we see time and time again in scripture, if you do it your way, then you don't get anywhere.
但是呢，我们从以色列的历史上，我们可以看到，当你按照自己的意愿去行事的时候呢，你是没有前途的。
And what I mean by that is when we do it our way, there's always poor people, there's always human trafficking, there's always sex slaves, there's always something incredibly evil going on in the world.
如果我们偏行己路，偏离神，远离神的正道，一些罪恶就是存在于这个世界上的，有一些贩卖人口，一些其他的一些罪恶罪行都是存在的。
Well, here's the thing, a loving father tries to teach his children.
在这里我们看到的是一个慈爱的天父要来管教他的所爱的以色列民。
And so there are consequences to when we follow God and they're good.
所以呢我们跟随神按照神的旨意行事就有好的祝福结果。
And guys, there are consequences to when we don't follow him.
如果我们背逆神同样的你也要承担惩罚的后果。
And he'd much rather we love him and follow him out of our own free will.
但神希望的是我们跟随神而不是按照去满足自己的私欲偏行己路。
Rather than give us the consequences that we actually all deserve.
啊他所以呢为了让我们更好的走在他的正道上他会给我们一些我们应该承受的管教。
You know, I just want to share there was another video I watched of a young Christian pastor.
我看到另外一个视频是关于一个年轻的牧者。
Because have you ever read scripture, and particularly in the Old Testament, and you see what God has decided to do, and you think, oh Lord, that is so harsh. I really don't like that.
Yeah, 我们在读圣经，特别是在读旧约的时候，你可能会有没有这样想过，说，哦，神啊，怎么这么好像很残酷的一个神，太严厉了。
And the pastor was saying there's a lot of people that struggle with when God killed the firstborns of Egypt.
所以这个年轻的牧者呢视频中他讲的他说有很多人呢对神击杀以色列的长子呢很难接受这个事实。
When God tells the Israelites to go into another land and kill everybody.
而且呢当神告诉以色列民 OK 你们去到这个 迦南地要把这些当地的这些民族全部杀掉。
Sounds horrible.
听起来很可怕。
And the person that had been speaking to this pastor had said, "How can a loving father do this?"
所以有人就问这个年轻的牧者说，一个慈爱的上帝怎么会做这样的事情？
The children were innocent. There would have been people that were innocent that they didn't fight.
这些小孩子们，这些居民，当地的居民，他们都是无辜的。
And this was incredible. This is what he said.
这个牧者是这样回答的。
God did not kill anyone that was innocent.
上帝没有杀任何无辜的人。
That means everyone, sorry, wasn't innocent. Sorry. So God...Everyone that he had killed, no one can be innocent because of sin.
因为上帝所击杀的这些，因为他们都有极大的罪。
We are born in sin.
我们每个人都是有罪的人。
When we do not follow God, we are sinning.
如果我们不遵循神的旨意，我们就是在犯罪。
And so we see here that humanity puts its own value on what is good and what is right.
所以我们常常的人呢，想把自己的这个价值观和标准呢，来判断世界。
But we know from scripture that God's ways are not our ways.
但是我们从圣经我们知道，神的标准，神的道路是高过，神的意念是高过我们的意念。
So yeah, Israel's going to have some pretty hard consequences again.
没有错啊，再一次的这个以色列，他们会为他们悖逆神承担相应的惩罚和后果。
Let's make it clear. This is not the first time Israel again has to have a severe consequence.
呀，这个我们知道，这并不是以色列人第一次接受这个犯罪的惩罚。
I don't know about you, but I know when I read these stories, I want the story to end differently every time.
我不知道你是怎么想，但是我每次读的时候呢，我都想让这个故事呢有一个不同的结局。
And just to say, this is what brings us back to the power of the cross.
所以这里呢，我们又看到了这个十字架的能力。
Because up until, you know, Jesus,People are constantly mucking up all the time.
因为在主耶稣救赎之前呢，所以很多人他们都在取笑基督徒。
We know that they are struggling so much to follow the law because the law is perfect because it's of God.
在旧约，特别是他们在就是用尽全力的来遵守律法，他们觉得这个律法是完整的。
And we are so imperfect.
但实际上呢，并不是。
And so yes, God finds this beautiful child and says, "You're going to be my leader, and you're going to lead them through this."
所以上帝在这里呢，神在这里找到他要使用这个年轻的约西亚，让他来成为一个年带来复兴的领袖。
And we're coming now to the last part of our Bible reading, where we see God's mercy towards Josiah.
呀、yeah, 我们接下来要看到的呢，虽然神的审判是不变，神是信实，但是审判中也有慈爱。
Because there is always hope for those who believe in Jesus Christ.
因为我们信靠耶稣基督是有盼望的。
So I am going to invite Evelyn.
我们邀请 Evelyn 来读一段经文。
Evelyn is going to come and read for us, and she's going to read the last two verses of this particular section, verses 18 to 20.
Yeah, Evelyn 会读18、19这两段经文。
But to the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus shall you say to him, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel,Regarding the words that you have heard, because your heart was penitent, and you humbled yourself before the Lord, when you heard how I spoke against this place and against its inhabitants, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and you have torn your clothes and wept before me, I also have heard you. declares the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see all the disasters that I will bring upon the place. And they brought back word to the king.
OK, 18-19节这样讲，然而差遣你们来求问耶和华的犹大王，你们要这样回复他说，耶和华以色列的神如此说，至于你所听见的话，就是听见我指着这地和其上的居民所说要使这地变为荒场，民受咒诅的话，你便心里敬服，在我面前自卑，撕裂衣服向我哭泣，因此我应允了你，这是我耶和华说的。
The words, because your heart was tender, I have heard you.
因为神呢，你的谦卑柔和，所以神允许你的祷告，应允你的祷告。
That is an incredibly powerful sentence.
这是一个非常有力的一个应许。
You know, we talk a lot about God seeing the heart. We talk a lot about God seeing our heart.
Yeah, 我们讲了很多，神是看透人心的。
So earlier I said kids aren't stupid. Well, neither is God.
因为我前一次提到，就是说小朋友们、年轻人，他们是非常聪明的。
God knows when our heart is His.
因为神知道我们的心是否属于他。
And God knows when we're pretending.
而且神知道我们在没有真心来寻求他的时候。
And this 18-year-old boy,
我们这里看到的这个18岁的约西亚王
who has the whole nation to look after,
他作为王，他要来带领整个的这个以色列国。
Turns to God and just wants to do what he wants.
So 转向神来遵行神的旨意，行神眼中为正，神看为的为正的道。
Forgetting now that he is a king,
我们可以就是说把他是一个王放在一边。
That he has been born into an incredible position,
也不要去想他是真是生在一个非常黑暗的时代家庭。
What made him a great king was the fact that he turned his heart to God.
他之所以成为一个伟大的王，是因为他的心归向神，神就使他生命改变。
Everything Josiah did was not for his glory.
约西亚所做的任何所有的事情，并不是为了自己他自己的荣耀。
And it would have been the easiest thing for him to do.
其实呢，他作为王，他是有这个能力，有这个权力来荣耀他自己的。
But he lived his life for God.
但是他是为神而活，他所做的一切都是为了荣耀神。
And he was truly repentant, not just for himself, but his entire nation.
他的悔改不仅仅是他自己的，而是他带领整个的以色列国来向神悔改。
And God saw genuine care.
因为神看到他的这种真实的这个内心。
And here's the thing, judgment was still going to come on Israel.
这里呢，神是信实的，他的审判仍然要临到以色列。
But because Josiah took those steps of obedience and faith.
但是因为约西亚的谦卑和这个悔改，
God showed him mercy.
神向以色列民施行怜悯。
And he showed him mercy because Josiah responded to God with a soft heart.
因为约西亚心里敬服自卑，一颗谦卑的心，所以神在他的对以色列的惩罚上有他的慈爱在当中。
So my final challenge to us.
所以我最后向大家提出挑战。
The story of Josiah reminds us that young people are capable of great faith.
所以我们通过约西亚的经历，我们可以看到一个年轻人可以有一个伟大的信心。
And I've already said we know he did not have the great role models in his life from his parents or his grandparents.
说了多次，约西亚他没有一个敬虔的父亲，相反他也还有一个非常邪恶的祖父。
And in that sense, he grew up in spiritual darkness.
所以他是在这个属灵的黑暗中成长的。
And yet God still used him powerfully.
但是神选择了他，要使用他。
And to young people, and to all of us actually, this isn't just to young people, but it is for all of us. Do not believe the lie that you are too young or too old to be used by God.
其实这里呢是给所有对所有的人，不仅仅是我们的青少年不要被这个谎言，你还很年轻，这个谎言所限制。
And as a church family, we have to continue to enable our young people to have real experiences of leadership and serving for them to grow into the leaders that they can be right now.
我们作为教会，我们要时刻的来鼓励，来创造机会，让这些年轻人装备他们可以成为未来的栋梁。
Because we've seen through Josiah, young leaders can bring renewal that maybe some of us just can't do because that's not part of the plan of God. Because he wants to remind us that even through young people, I can do great things.
神透过这段经文告诉我们，即使是一些年轻的小孩子，神要使用他仍然会成就大事，带来复兴。
But God uses people of every age. He uses the unlikely and he uses the willing.
神常常会使用那些看似不可能的，或者是年龄上不可能的，但是神要使用必然成就。
And so now I'm going to speak to all the young people in the room.
现在我要对在座的所有的青年人再说一句。
One last time, open up your Bibles.
打开你的圣经
Seek God
寻求神
And know that the words you are reading are the word of God
你要知道你读的是神的宝贵的话语
Take them seriously
要来认真的来寻求神
Be bold like Josiah
要像约西亚一样勇敢
And if you truly want to seek God pray for that every day
如果你真心寻求神，就来时常的来祷告，寻求神叩门。
Because he will raise you up.
神会为你开门，会回应你的祷告。
And you might think, nah, that's not me.
你也许说那大概不是我。
Do you know how many times God uses people when they say, no, that's not me?
但是你要知道神常常会使用那些说啊不是我不是我的人。
He said, no, I'm not going to be a pastor, no way.
也就是说啊我才不会做牧师呢。
And here I am.
就像我一样我从来都说我才不会做牧师但是我现在是牧师。
Young people, God doesn't have to wait until you're older to use you.
亲爱的年轻朋友们，神不会等你成长三十而立才使用你。
He is simply saying to you，
他就是在告诉你
，Follow me，
跟随我。
I love you，
我爱你，孩子。
And I want to do great things through you，
我要在你身上成就大事。
Let's pray，
我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the stories in your word.
神啊，我们感谢你透过赐下你的话语。
Oh, thank you, Lord, that your word is not just information.
神啊，你的话语不仅仅是一个信息。
Thank you that your spirit flows through your word.
你的话语是真实的，感谢你的灵在这里运行。
Thank you, Jesus, that there are generations and generations of people who have been changed by the power of your word.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，神，我们感谢你，感谢你，我们有这么多的世世代代的人 因为你的话语改变了生命。
And my prayer now, Lord Jesus, for every person in this room.
神啊，我们在这里祈求祷告，在座的为所有的弟兄姐妹，在座的所有的弟兄姐妹。
May you continue to light your spirit within them.
求你的灵住在我们心中。
May you, Lord, help each of us to open up our Bibles every day.
神啊，就求你打开我们的心门，让我们每天都来读你的话语。
Lord Jesus, you do not ask for perfection.
神啊，我知道你不要求我们完美。
You simply say, come and be with me.
你只要求我们有一颗愿意跟随你的心。
I want to show you great things.
神，你必将在我们身上成就大事。
And I am going to move within you.
我会住在你的心中，让我们来荣耀神的名。
If there's nothing else that is remembered today, may it be this.
如果你记住今天我们今天所讲的
，God can use anyone.
神会使用每一个人。
And you want to use everyone.
他会使用所有的人。
And know that there is power in your name.
因为神是蛮有能力的神。
Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
God bless you.
愿神祝福大家。